Nick Isham.
Quarterback Nick Isham was 22 of 37, one interception, 318 yards, two touchdowns. First quarterback, first time we've had over 300 yards passing since against Idaho last year.
Hey, talk about that final drive.
Within
2 minutes of regulation.
Yeah, it's what you live for. You know, that's why you play the game. That's what's so fun about this game. You never know what's going to happen, and it's fun.
Talk about what kept you cool.
Practicing like it's a game. You know, it's something that, you know, kind of comes to me. It's, you know, you're out there, you're playing, and whether it's on ESPN or out there in the summertime, it's all the same thing. So just got to go out there and play your hardest.
Nick, now that you've lost a heartbreaker last week, won in dramatic fashion, two games on your belt as a starter in college football, do you feel like you've kind of run the gamut with regards to emotions and kind of know what to expect now as you head into the Houston game next week?
Yeah, it's definitely both extremes for sure on both ends. And it's, you know, really it's all about finishing. We just got to play our game and go out there and do what we do. Houston's a very, very good opponent, and just got to go out there, practice like we do, and play our game.
Do you feel like, and I asked Sonny this, you know, you guys came out red hot at the beginning, it looked like you guys were going to run away with this game. Do you feel like maybe you guys kind of took the foot off the pedal a little bit, thinking, hey, it's Central Arkansas, maybe we can cruise to this? Is that kind of maybe the way y'all felt there in the second quarter, kind of let them come back in the game?
No, I don't think we felt like that at all. I think we just didn't execute specific plays, and that just comes with focus and, you know, just got to be able to stick in there, and no matter what point in time of the game it is, what quarter, what the score is, you got to, you know, keep the pedal, keep it down, and we let up. Just lack of focus, lack of execution, but plan on not having that happen again, so.
What's it like having a guy like Quentin on the outside that you know is going to be able to get open downfield?
It's unbelievable. It's very good for me. It's someone I trust, someone that we've really got the timing down together, someone I can trust throwing the ball up there and have him go make plays. So definitely a reliable person to have on the team.
Anything else?
No.
All right. Thank you.